Hello.
Hello, my name is Shakita. I'm calling from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I'm returning a call back from this number. May I speak to the person who requested this call?
Yes, this is Kiana
Yes, how may I help you?
Rick. I was trying to recertify, not recertify, but do my, weekly certification, and like the recording told me to call this number to, like, 'cause there was a break in my claim, and to call this number before Friday,
Okay, may I have your
and
social
so I
security
was
number,
waiting.
please?
420-457-9007.
May you verify your first and last name?
Kiana Ricks.
Your mother's maiden name?
More.
Your driver's license or state ID number?
Hold on, let me get off. Okay. 6648.
Your date of birth.
May 25th, 1996.
Since last time you filed, have you worked on a different name or different social security number, or has your name changed?
No.
Are you a U.S. citizen? Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
And what is your preferred language?
Uh-huh.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
And
What was the question again? Make sure I answer. What was the question?
did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
Oh, no.
And what's the highest grade completed in school?
Huh?
The highest grade you completed in school?
Okay, can you repeat that?
The highest grade you completed in school?
Oh, I went to college.
And if you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit, into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefit card will take additional 5 to 7 business days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Checking or savings.
Checking.
And who are you banking with?
Actually, let me do the savings and my Redstone.
And the router number.
Okay, hold on. Let me pull it up again. 1 minute. Okay, the routing number is 2-6-2-2-7-5-8-3-5.
2-6-2-2-7-5-8-3-5.
Yes.
And the account number?
It's 510-027-16804.
5100271684.
Yes.
And your mailing address?
906 Candlewood Drive, Apartment A, Huntsville, Alabama, 35816. Sorry.
906 Candlewood Drive, Northwest.
I don't know. I don't know if it's Northwest, but I know. 906 Candlewood Drive, Apartment A, Huntsville, Alabama, 35816.
Okay, is your resident address different from the above mailing address?
No.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No.
And a good contact phone number?
256-479-2589. 256-479-2589? Yeah.
Any necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits? You'll be asked to answer random generated questions. What color is your 2002 Satra L series? We have blue, brown, green, white, or have never been associated with this vehicle.
What vehicle?
A 2002 Satra L series.
I never been associated with this vehicle.
Okay, question two. Which other following addresses have you ever been associated with? We have 1305 4th Avenue South, 1700 Sandstone Court, 4903 Reynolds Lane, 6111 Trent Drive Northwest, or have never been associated with any of these addresses?
6111 Trent Drive.
Okay, question three. Which other following street addresses in Decatur have you ever lived at or been associated with? We have 1713 Lake Point Drive Southwest, 2018 7th Street Southwest, 314 Brindle Street Southwest, 3309 Cedar Cove Southwest, or none of the above, or not familiar with this property.
2018 7th Street.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification instead of a trade readjustment allowance?
Huh?
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification instead of a trade readjustment allowance?
No.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
No.
What's the reason for you breaking your claim? Like, why you stop filing weekly certification?
Because last week I tried the recording was not letting me through like 2 days in a row, and it kind of slipped my mind. But yeah, it's been hard keeping up without, like, you know, having the online portal, but nothing has changed in my employment status, so not working.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Are you going to rest 14 in school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation? Have you applied for or are you seeking a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
Can I repeat the question?
Have you applied for or are you seeking a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
And what was your job title?
True.
What was your job title?
My last job?
Yes.
Patient care coordinator, customer service representative.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
Okay, we are going to reset your PIN. Your temporary PIN number is going to be 0796.
Okay, hold on. Let me write that down. Okay, 0796.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process the unemployment claim.
Okay.
So the money is I've been approved, or I'm still on the waiting.
The unemployment claim. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process the unemployment claim. The unemployment claim was just finished. Also, registered for work with the Alabama Career Center System. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week as you claim benefits. Unemployment claims your calendar weeks to begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification week could result in lost benefits. And if you choose to file through the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. And if you choose to call, file through the telephone number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389.
Okay, so I still got to file for this week, or I'm good?
You still have to file Sunday, December 18th.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Ms. Ritz, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
That's it. So, like, everything starts over, or I don't know what happened. Am I still under that same claim, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, I'm just making sure I'm... Okay, I'm sorry. All right. But I'm still... What's my status?
I wouldn't know the status of your claim. All I can do is just tell you keep filing your weekly certification.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks.
You're welcome.